Okay, we're picking up from six lines from the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, in the middle of the line, the words of Vesu. So again, we were discussing that Bedivrei Sora, when it comes to learning Torah, you do respond to a foolish comment of someone to object to it, or to teach the person nicely that he is wrong. So the Gemara relates that first Rabbi Gamliel had said one thing with regards to people having that a woman's going to give birth to a lot of things at once, and he showed him the tarnagolas, he showed him the hen that was able to give. So to a similar vein, Rabbi Gamliel said, "V'suyasi Rabbi Gamliel v'kadarei shalsin milados shemotzin peres b'chol yom." In the times of Mashiach, Rabbi Gamliel said that the trees are going to bear new fruits every single day. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'nasa anaf ve'asa peri." It's going to bring forth branches. It's going to bear fruit. So he's learning out from there that there's going to be fruit every single day. Manaf bechol yom, just as a tree brings out a new branch each and every day. That's what, meaning somewhere on the tree there's going to be some sort of new thing every day. So to af peri, af pri bechol yom, so to the fruit is going to bring new fruits every single day. So now again, the Talmud, ligla lavoso Talmud amar, so the Talmud came off and he rejected it. He laughed at it. He said, "Vaksiv in Kadash Zama is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing like this where a fruit has new fruits every single day." Amr lo, bo berecha dum nasim alam hazal. I'll give you something, an example of this in this world. Nafke achve leit slafs. Rabbi Gamliel then showed him the caper bush. We actually saw this. We had Rashi points out the three types of there's three different things that are edible in the caper bush. And right, the Tzlaf Rashi says there's avionos, kafrisin, v'lulavin. They're the three types of the caper bush. You have the fruits and the palm-like things and the flowers. The three types in the Gemara and Brachos we had in Parak Shishi over there discuss what bracha on each one, and the fruits have an agreed prayer eats, and then on the avionos. Okay, the whole thing over there. But either way, they have three different types of produce that comes out of it, and it's very quick right after the other. So there is a similar thing in this olam. So in chadash tachas emesh was not a proof against it. The Gemara continues. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Mashiach comes, the land of Eretz Yisrael is going to bring ready-made bread and clothing. So the Achronim, by the way, is it really possible Mamash is going to come out as bread? So they explain, a lot of them, that no, really just means it's going to be a lot easier. I mean, it could be that we're Moshe Mashiach, how easy it is for us to get bread now. The machinery that we have to make bread is extremely easy. And so he quotes the Pasuk Shemar Yip, it says, "Bar ba'aretz." So we have pieces bar in the arts. And where's the Majoshim, what pieces bar is? Literally the word pieces bar is, we're learning over here, on a like a Gadat Adreshel, Pisas Yad is referring to someone's palm. That's what Rashi points out over here, that it's referring to someone's palm, that just like the grain has come so easily, like someone who's finding the palm of his hand. And Pisas also is Lashon of stripes, like Tonus Pasim, so that's referring to the illusion of clothing, that you're going to have a lot of clothing. So the Gemara says, "Ligla levos tamin v'amar in tachadash achadashamesh." So there's nothing new under the sun. Where do we see such a thing? Amar le bavrecha dugmasim v'lamhaz. I'm going to give you something in this world that's similar. Nafak v'achve le kemen putrius. So Rabbi Gamliel went out and showed him the mushrooms and truffles. Those are plants that grow very quickly and they grow overnight. So they're so too, and they're also their round shape is like bread. So therefore, there is something in this world. The Abed Milas Never Bar Kora, and it's for reference to the clothing. Rabbi Gamliel showed him the parts of palm. The hearts of palm, when they begin to grow, it's like a wool-like thing that's showing like a that it's material that's able to be used immediately for clothing. You don't have to do anything for it. So that's what the Gemara points out. So there is something in this world. Okay, Gemara continues now. Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara now says a person should always be humble like Hillel and not be too harsh or too tough like Shammai. So what happened? Ma'isa b'shnei b'nei Adam. There was two people, and what happened? Shehimru zed zed. They made a bet with one another. Someone who is able to bother Hillel and get him angry is going to get 400 zuz. So Amar lo echad mehem. One of them said, "I'm going to do it. I'll bet you 400 zuz that it's going to happen." 400 zuz is a lot of amount. If it comes out, as I brought down over here, that it comes out that it's going to be like a person's salary for 4 months. So it's a very, very big bet over here. Hosem Erev Shabbos. So that day was Erev Shabbos. So Marshall pointed out there's two things over here, that it was extremely busy. Erev Shabbos in general is busy, and he already put on the soap in his hair already, so it's very easy for a person to get angry if you're going to bother him at that point. So at that point, when he's getting ready to go in the shower already with the soap on his head, he says, "Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel." Now he did a third thing, Rashi tells us over here, to show his disrespect. He's saying, "Who's Hillel? Like you're talking about the Gadol Ador, the Nasi Ador, and you're referring to him in this chutzpahitic way. He's the Nasi of Yisrael, and you're referring to him Hillel by his first name, not even Rav, nothing like that. And still, it didn't bother Hillel. And he started to Yatzeh, crossed Hillel, put on his garment, he got dressed quickly, and ran, I mean, he got dressed quickly out of the bathhouse, and he came quickly to greet the person. Amar lo, b'ni me'ata mevakesh. He said, my child, what are you looking for? Amar lo, she'ela yesli lishol. He said, I have a question for you. So Amar lo, shal b'ni shal. He says, okay, ask it. B'nei p'nar roshin shal bavlim sag lagolas. So why are the heads of the Babylonians? Rashi has two pshatim over here. The first pshat is that it's some sort of long in shape, or the other pshat is that they're round. Okay, so they're very round, the Babylonians' heads. Amar lo, b'nei she'ela gdola shalta. So he said, you asked a very good question. So they point out over here, what he said, this was a ridiculous question. So Hillel knows, so Ian Yaakov points out that Hillel always responded to any question with a truly serious and sincere answer, because he wanted everyone to feel comfortable asking him shailas. A lot of times a person go to a Rav and he'll scoff at the question, and the person's never going to come back to him. A Rav has to know that no matter what type of question it is, always to show the person is chashivas and that it's a good question, so when more serious questions come up, or in general, the person will feel free and feel good to come back and ask him another question. So either way, what he said, he asked a very good question, very deep question. So because they don't have skillful midwives, and these midwives that they shape the head and are in charge of shaping the head at birth, if they don't position the baby properly, then he's going to come out with a little bit of a circle head. Halach v'emtin sha'achas, the person waited a little bit. Chazar v'amar, so then still while Hillel was in the bathhouse, he said, Mikan Hillel, Milkan Hillel. Who is Hillel? Nisatav Yatzeh Kras, so again he put on his cloak, so he didn't get bothered even a second time. Amar lo, b'nei me'atah mevakesh, what are you asking for? Amar lo, so again, obviously you should be getting angry. The guy was there, why didn't you ask him his other shayla? Still, he didn't get angry. Amar lo, shayla, yes, I have a question for you. Amar lo, shal b'nishal. He says, ask him. Ask my shayla, my son. Mimai name Tamudim Tarudos. Or Tamudim, some people who lived in some area of Syria. So why are their eyes very round? So Amar lo, he said to him, B'nei Shalai Gadol Shalti, that's a very cool question. B'nei Shadarin Bein HaCholos. They live in a very sandy terrain. So different pshatim, why is that? So Rashi seems to imply that the Hashem gave it to them, dafka, that they should have these things so that they'd be better protected from their eyes, be small, and be better protected from the wind. You see, every type of person, the way a person is built, is always that it should be dafka to be the best situation that he should be in. So the word continues now, Amar lo, So then he waited again a while, and then he went and he called out again, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Who is Hillel? Who is Hillel? So Hillel again put on his coat and went outside to greet him. Amar lo, b'nei me'atah mevakesh, what are you asking for? Amar lo, she'ela yesh l'lishol, I have a question for you. Amar lo, shal b'nei shal, ask the question. Why are the Africans' feet so wide? Amar lo, b'nei she'ela yesh l'lishol, that's a very good question. Nei she'darin ben b'tzei mayim. They live in a lot of swamps where they live. So there's a shot, okay, what does that mean? So Rashi points out that the pashas says that they walked without shoes, and if they walk without shoes, somehow it caused their feet to widen, that's what Rashi says. So the Gemara now says, Amar lo, she'elos harba yesh li lishol. I have a lot of questions for you. Misera neshama tichos, but I'm afraid you're going to get angry for asking all these questions. And Hillel then, he said, no, nisata v'yesh l'funav Amar lo, there's a tremendous amount of patience. He sat down in front of him and he said, no, kol she'elos yesh li lishol, ask whatever you want. Amar lo, ato elo shekorin es chanasi Yisrael. You're the Hillel everyone says who's Nasi Yisrael. Again, you're referring to the Rav Hillel, Rabbi, nothing. Hillel, Amar lahen, he says, people call me that, yeah. Amar lo, imatu lo yibarachim lakabay Yisrael. If there are people like you, there shouldn't be a lot of you like in the Klal Yisrael. Amar lo, name, why do you say such a thing? Amar lo, nation, ibarati la yadcha rama zuzah, because I lost on you 400 zuz, and then he told Hillel about the bet that he had made. So Amar lo, aveh zah beruchecha, he responded to him, you should be careful with what you do, what you say, it's worth it. You lose 400 zuz, and another 400 zuz, meaning that instead of gaining the 400 zuz, you're going to lose the 400 zuz, and Hillel shouldn't get angry. I was wondering, why does Hillel refer to himself now in the third person over here? Interesting, okay? I don't know, I haven't seen a shot for that. But either way, the Gemara continues now. Tanu Rabbanan. So that was Hillel. Now, Maisim Nachbiachat Shabbat Lefnei Shammai. Once happened that a goy came before Shammai. Amar lo, kama toros yesh lachem. How many Torahs do you Jews have? Amar lo, he responded, shtayim. Torah shebichsav and Torah shebapet. We have two. We have the Torah, the written Torah and the oral Torah. Amar lo, shebichsav ani manucha. I believe in the written Torah. However, I don't believe, shalpeh inachavina. I don't believe in the oral Torah. So giron amanashu tomenen Torah shebichsav. And convert me on the fact that you teach me only the written Torah, and I'm not gonna follow I'm not gonna bother with the oral Torah. Garba v'otzi ben ezifa. And hearing this, Shammai berated him, and he sent him away, very upset with him. Balef Nehilel. So really, Shammai did kedin. There's a halacha. If a person says, "Convert me, Almanasa, I keep everything except for one halacha," we don't convert him. So we're gonna. So where must assume Balef Nehilel and Gera, and Nehilel converted him. So it must be that the Rashi points out that Hillel felt that he's not qualified as someone who's rejecting the Torah, because Hillel was confident enough that it was just ignorance, and if he learned properly, he'll realize that you need to know the Torah Shabbal Peh as well as the Torah Shabbal Seva, as the story is about to relate. Yom HaKam Amar Lai, so Hillel started teaching him the Aleph Beis, and he taught him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Lemachar, and then the next day, Apichlei, he completely reversed it. He said the Aleph was a Gimel, and the Gimel was a Hey, and he completely changed all of the letters. Amarlei, so the guy responded, and the guy converting, you said completely opposite the yesterday. So what are you teaching me, the whole different Aleph base over here? So he says, Amarlo, Hillel responded, Love, Alai, Didi, Kasamka, Palped, Namisonachai. So he says, you see, you're not relying on me to recognize the letter of the Aleph base. So therefore, you should rely on me also about the concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. So he was implying that without the oral Torah, without the Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't understand anything. So too the Aleph Beis that I just told you before, without recognizing what I told you the day before, and that idea, even that you wouldn't understand with the Torah Shebaal Peh. So you always need the Torah Shebaal Peh. You need the oral law to explain the written law, and he ended up accepting that. So the Gemara says, "Shub Ma'aseh Benachu Echad Shabbalef Neshama." There was another guy who wanted to convert, and he came before Shabbalef. Gyaran Imanat Shantun Kol Torah Kula Kishani Omid Al Regel Achas. Teach me the Torah on one foot. That's a pretty famous story. Dachlo Ba'amas Abinyan Shabiyado. So, hearing this word, Shammai pushed him away with a type of stick that was an amalong. So the Marsha is a very nice pshat. Why dafka ama long stick? So he's showing him that this, just like this ama stick can't hold up a building, so too you can't hold the Torah with one rule. However, then Balef Nehilel Giare, and he came before Hillel and he told him, and he converted him, and he said, Amar lo da'alecha sanin lechavrecha lo sa'avid. That which is hateful to you, do not do to your friend. Zoi to kuruva idach perushai. That's the essence of the entire Torah, and everything else is an explanation. So Gemara, go and learn it. And so that was the ikar of Hillel. Very, a lot of haras you could say about this. Just why is it in the negative? What exactly about this is it? I'll just give one try. I saw very interesting from Rav Vosner in the Shevet Alevi. He quotes over here that based on the Zohar, that every avera a person does is based on gaiva. And he quotes that even a korbanos, if a person brings down his gaiva, and if he still has gaiva and does a korbanos, it's as if he still has the sin. And a person does a sin, if you think about it, every sin you do is because you want to do something, you have a desire to do something, you care, and it doesn't matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, this is what you want to do. That's the root of all sins. And he says that's the root also of being rude to your friend and being shameful and doing things that your friend does not want you to do, that you feel you're better than him, and therefore you could do it. And that's the root of gaiva. So Hillel is telling him this yisod. That's how Rav Vosner wanted to touch this Gemara. I thought it was a very interesting limud of explaining this Gemara, that at the end of the day, if a person has a true anava, he'll be able to keep the entire Torah. That's what he says based on the Zohar. Okay? There's a lot of pshatim how you can explain. It's a very deep concept, this Gemara over here. The Gemara continues now. A third goy, Shuv Maisa Benachar Yachashay over Chabes Medrash. There was a goy once walking near a base medrash. Shama Kol Sofer Shaya Omer Veila Begadam Shay Yosu Choshen Veifon. He quoted the pasuk about the Kohen Gadol's Begadim. He was wearing a breastplate Eifod. I always remember it. Chemetz. Choshen Meod. Choshen Meil Eifod and Tzitz. Chemetz. That's my own mnemonic. I don't know. That's how I just remember the four begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Amar. So the goy said to him, "Halal me, who is get to wear these chashev begadim?" Amar lo, the Kohen Gadol. He said, "The Kohen Gadol." Amar also nachar biatzma elav in a skaber shloshim with Kohen Gadol. I'm going to convert, and they'll eventually appoint me as the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara continues the story. Ba lefnei shamei amar leg yon manasha tishmeni Kohen Gadol. So let me be the Kohen Gadol, and then convert me on Amanas, I'll be able to become the Kohen Gadol. Again, he pushed aside the ruler with this Amma in his hand. Again, the Marsha says over here, the Amma over here referring to, it's not just all about Kahuna, there's a whole Torah, and everything depends on that, not just the one little thing that you can rely on. Hey, the whole Torah is very big, you can't just have a Kohen Gadol and that's it. So then, and still, that was the sitting race Amma Sabinyan. Balif Nehilo Giara, Hilo converted him. But he said that before I convert you, can I appoint a king unless he's familiar with the ceremonies of the royalty? You're going to become the Kohen Gadol. Let's go learn about what it is to meet the requirements of a Kohen Gadol. So halach v'kara kimash yigil v'azara karev yimas. The pasuk says the stranger who is going to come to the Beis Hamikdash is going to die. Amrle mikrazel minamar. So he said that the guy asked, who's this talking about? Amrle filo David Melech Yisrael. Even the great David Melech Yisrael, which heard about the famous leader we talk about all the time, even him, he would come, he's going to be chayiv misa because he's not a kohen. So he said, obvious kavul chomer. Uma Yisrael shouldn't go to the makom. If Israel, who are called children of the God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umitoch Ahav Hashav Amkar Lehem Bnei Bechor Yisrael. Because he loved them so much, he calls them my firstborn children. And the pasuk says a stranger who approaches them is going to die. Gera Kal Shabam Bekamaklev Atarmiso. A goy who's coming with just his staff and in a little bag, meaning he doesn't have any schusavos, he has nothing. Alachas Kamakama. And more so, he's going to be considered a czar and can't do the kohen and can't become the kohen gadol. So Balef Neshamar Amela Kulum Roy Ani Leos Kohen Gadol. So he came back to Shammai. He says, obviously, I'm not fit for being a kohen gadol. Why did he just push me away? So he was upset that how Shammai just drew him away. Maybe he didn't explain it. If he said, if you just explained it, maybe I would have still converted it even through you. He said, Hillel, you're so humble, you should be, all the brachas should come upon you, because you brought me under the wings of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence of under become part of Klal Yisrael. L'yamim nizdag l'shoshan l'akamechad. So then these three gerim came together in one place, and they all said their stories. Amru, and they said kapdanos shel shamei bikshel eterim ben olam and vusna shel ilu kavanu tachas kashnim. The fact that Shammai was so strict with us, and he was so quickly that almost got banished us from the world because we wouldn't have become part of Klal Yisrael. However, because of Hillel, we were zocher to become tachas kanei shiva and become part of Klal Yisrael. The work there's the Amar Ish Lakish. So with Tzvask and Kohelas, we're going back to Psukim about Yiras Shemayim, really, and other Yanim. The work says, "May dechsev vayomnes techos echoshin Yeshuas chafim of dasa pasuk in Yeshayahu." The context over there is that Yeshayahu is referring to the nevuah that they're going to be saved from Sancheiriv Melech Ashur. And over there, Yeshayahu, he says that the Jewish people should not be afraid, because they're going to have long lasting if they do this the following thing, and they have the storehouses of Yerushalayim. The Gemara quotes again. So what is the pasuk? Vayomer zechach chosen Yeshua chachma v'das, that a person's stability of your time is going to be the strength of your salvation, the wisdom and knowledge. The end of the pasuk over there is that you are going to be Yiras Hashem Yitzro, that the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Ki'ilu your storehouse. And we're now learns as drasha of a Gadik drasha of Yer Munaz as Seder Zrayim. Having stability and Amuna is referring to Seder Zrayim. Why Rashi points out? Because a person who gives his Trumas Umaisos understands that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that he's not losing anything by giving out this Trumas Umaisos. Tosfos say that in a different shop, based on Yerushalmi, that you understand in general that just planting, am I going to grow anything? That's also Amuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Itechas is Seder Moed. Your time is referring to Seder Moed, obviously, because Seder Moed is Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, all the things about different things, Yuma, all the Moadim of the year are referring to the in Seder Moed, in the Mishnayos Moed. Chosen Zei Seder Nashim, strength refers to Seder Nashim. So Rashi quotes, because when you have children, that is going to be the Yerusha, and that's the strength is your Yerusha. I thought maybe Shraddha is a person needs strength to be married. And that's really Seder Nashim, is all different halachos of marriage, Yibum, Ksubas, Kiddushin, and Gershin, Rechman Altsan, Chas V'Shalom. So that's all about the Inyanim of marriage, and marriage is something that you need a lot of strength for. Yeshua is the Seder Nezikin. That Yeshua is a salvation, is the Seder Nezikin, Rashi points out, because when you learn about damages and stuff, you'll stay away from things and you'll have your salvation with regards to not causing damage to your friend. Chachma is the Seder Kachim. Wisdom is referring to Kachim, that you need a lot of Chachma, and Das is considered a higher level. Chachma being a Das, Das is the highest level. That's referring to Taharos. Tumah v'Tahara is extremely complicated, extremely difficult. Even so, the Pasuk ends off, Yiras Hashem Yatzro. You can learn all of Shas B'Shnayos, all of Shas, you still need to have Yiras Shemayim. The most important thing is that a person have Yiras Shemayim. Rashi points out, when you have Yiras Shemayim, that's the Iker, and also you'll have a Shmira for your Torah. The Yavash Shemir for Torah, Rashi points that out. Amar Rava b'Shashem Achlis on the Din, a person, it's a pretty famous, this is an alternative explanation for the pasuk, pretty famous Gemara over here. The Gemara says that when a person comes before his heavenly judgment in Shemayim, Amar Lo, Nesasam Ratam, three questions. Did you conduct your business honestly? Kavati in the Torah, did you set aside fixed time for Talmud Torah? A person does that film every morning at a certain time. That's Kavat Din Torah. Asakta B'Piri Yerava, to engage in Puruvu, the mitzvah Puruvu, procreating. The Marsha says not just your own marriage and having your own children, but did you try to make Shidduchim? That's part of it. The person has to try his best to try to make Shidduchim. Tzipisa L'Shua, another question, sorry, not just wait, that you, did you wait for Mashiach's arrival? Were you excited about it? Now we're all excited, we all can't wait for Mashiach. Pipata B'Chachma, did you delve into wisdom? Did you work hard in learning together? That was and Ilun Hachi, even if you do all those, and the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem, you'll throw in all this, your judgment's going to be good if you have Yiras Shemayim. However, if you didn't have Yiras Shemayim, if you don't have Yiras Shemayim, it's not going to be. The Gemara says, Mashal Adam Shemar L'Shlucha, a person says to his Shaliach, to his agent, Ha'ala Lekor Chitin La'aluya, go bring me a Kor Chitin to the storehouse. Halach va'alala, the agent went up and brought it for him. Amalo, iraftalem bav kav chuntmin. Did you put in this chuntmin? Rashi says, the type of ground thing that have a lot of salt in it, so then it would preserve it as a preservative. So they didn't have refrigeration. So obviously it's going to get spoiled if you don't. Amalo, lav, no I didn't. would have been better if you didn't bring it up at all. How could you do this to me by not putting it there? So that's your Shemayim. It's the end ingredient, but it's key. Because everything's going to be spoiled. You're not going to keep the mitzvahs in the Torah if you don't have your Shemayim. Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'arav Adam Kav, Klutman Bechor, Sheltvua, Veinu Choshesh. Just an Agav Halacha over here in terms of monetary Halacha right now, that you're allowed to sell a whole amount of grain and put in a Chumtan, is a small amount, it's like 180th, or Rosh Hashanah points out, it's a very small ratio, to add to that, and you don't have to be concerned by telling him that's unfair to the buyer, because you added that was because everyone knows that you put in this little bit of preservative. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Bar Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Torah, any person who himself has Torah knowledge, Ve'ein Bo Yirah Shemayim, that doesn't have Yirah Shemayim, turns into someone now, Doma La Gizbar Shemasulam Tachas Apnimus, is like a treasure who is given the keys to the inner chamber, Havar Mdachas Kumas Lomasulah Behail. Then we had the income and the outer keys, so which one, how is the treasurer going to come access to the inner chamber? He's not going to be able to. So Rashi says so too, a person who has an Yirah Shemayim, he's not going to be able to be Shomer the Torah properly, because you could just give it up so easily if you don't have your proper Yirah Shemayim, just learning Torah without the Yirah Shemayim, and you're lacking the keys to the outer chamber to get into the inner chamber. Machris of Yana advances to proclaim Chaval de Lesle Darta, someone who owns a courtyard, Vitarta la Darta Avid. If he doesn't own a courtyard, he makes a fence for him. So to someone who works hard and doesn't have your Shemayim, so it's like having, you don't have the courtyard even to put the fence around it. Amar Yehuda Labar Kosh Baruch Hu Lomo Elakadesh Shirim Lefana. Kosh Baruch Hu only made this world so that people are going to fear him. Shneimar Veloim Masash Shirim Lefana. Kosh Baruch Hu acted so that a person should be in fear of him constantly. That's the Iker for that. So the Mark now continues the idea of learning Torah and the fear of Kosh Baruch Hu. Continues Rav Simon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yasve, Chalif Azar, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. So the Rabbi Yosef were talking together. Rabbi walked by. Amar lei echad lecharei. Upon seeing one of them, each one to the thin, they said, "Niku mekam, let us stand up for him." Why? The gavur dacha chatanu. He says, "He a lot of your shemayim." Amar leidach. The other one responded, "Niku mekam ei to gavur bar urianu. He's a big talmud chacham. We should stand for him." So they argued. What was the ikar reason why they stood? Amar lei. So the first one said back to him, "Amina lach." I told you that we should stand because he has your Shemayim. And you say that because he is a Talmud Chacham. But the fact that he is more your Shemayim is more Chashuv to stand for him, that Rashi points out. So the Gemara says, which one is right? To stand the Rabbi Lazar, the Amar, the Gavar. We first want to figure out who says what. The Gemara says, to stand the Rabbi Lazar, the Amar, the Gavar, the Chal, the Chatinu. It to me, the Rabbi Lazar is the one that says that he has your Shemayim. Because why? Because we somewhere else. So what does he say? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Shum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, the same name Elazar. Ain la Kosh Baruch Hu Baloma Ela Yirah Shemayim Bilvara. Kosh Baruch Hu has nothing else in this world except for people to fear him. We're in a time right now where a person, everyone is Amir Hashem, coming to at least recognize that Hashem runs the world with a snap of a thing. The whole world is not functioning anymore, whether the Ruchness or the Gashness. All the shuls are closed. Everything is closed. Hashem runs the world. Rashi White said this whole idea is come their knees and bow down Kosh Baruch Hu, realize he runs the show. That we don't run the show, we have all these plans, Kosh Baruch Hu runs the show. Just the Agav point over here, this reminded me of this. The whole Indian that we're in is based on this. That wisdom. And Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to fear Kosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk says in Dvarim. Kosh Baruch Hu wants to only to fear Kosh Baruch Hu. That it's all about fearing Kosh Baruch Hu. And then again, we say, behold, the fear of Kosh Baruch Hu is wisdom. And then we say, in the Greek language, they refer to the number one as hen. So we see from here that they were referring to Kosh Baruch Hu. We said, Rabbi Lazar, that Yirah Shemayim is the Iker. That's what we see from this pasuk. The Gemara now says, this time that is a very valid understanding. Now the Gemara continues with Nimudim in Kohelet. The Gemara says the following. Darash Rav Ula had the following concept in Drasha, Maidachsiv Altirsha Harba. So the Pasuk says, don't be excessively wicked. So the Gemara says, Harbu de l'irsha, mamad l'irsha. You shouldn't be a big Rasha, but you should be a small Rasha? Chas v'shalom, obviously not. Ella. So rather, the Pasuk is telling you the following. Mishal chashum v'rechud nodev, yachzer v'chashum v'achar v'rechud nodev. Someone who's eating garlic and his breath smells of that, he should have more garlic and make his breath smell more. No, meaning if a person is a Rasha, don't be miyayish and do more of it and say, oh, I'm already a Rasha, let me do worse and worse for that. No, even the little bit that you stop sinning or refrain from sinning is still a big thing and you should not do the Avira. Okay? There are no ties that bind them on their death, and their strength is something that's robust. It's not enough for the Rishayim over here that they don't feel for the day of death. They're very strong and very robust as a big hallway over here. So the Rishayim they never feel for of anything, Makash Baruch Hu says. I know them are Rabbah, this is what Rabbah used to say, Maidach Siv, Ze, Darkam Kselama, this is their way, and their foolishness. Yodim Rishayim Zarkam Lamisa, that the Rishayim, they know that they're gonna die eventually. Vishayim Chelav Al Ksilam, yet they have literally Chelav, a fat, they're covering their loins, and they're bound to this Shemetu Mashikha. You could say maybe that this fat is referring to the Rishus, that they forgot in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they don't forget him, they forget him in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tamalomar v'achrayim b'fiyam yirtusela. The Desert Mass, they speak about it. They know that they're Rishayim. They know that they're doing everything, and they don't care. And they continue to go on their merry way. The Gemara continues now, going back to the section of the Mishnah, Kachas al Aner, that if a person tries to spare the lamp, he's going to be chayav. Rabbi Yossi said that he was going to be putter, except for the case of the wick. So the Gemara wants to analyze. We analyzed the Rishon. We said that was Shitas, following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yossi, who does he follow? Rabbi Yossi Kiman Svirlei. In the big machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Malacha Sheinat Tzricha Lagufa, in a situation where we have a labor that's not needed for its defined purpose, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chayav, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're Pater, you're only Chayav Midrabanan. So does Rabbi Yossi hold like Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, Ik Rabbi Yehuda Svirlei, Afilu Ba'anach, Namin Lechayav. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so then all the cases of the Resha, the person should be Chayav. They're all cases of Malacha Sheinat Tzricha Lagufa, Malacha that was not necessary, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malacha Sheinat Tzricha Lagufa. You are a chayav for. So why does he hold that they're a putter? Virik Rabbi Shimon Tzirelei Psilin Ami Lebutter. And if we're talking about, if he's holding in Shitas Rabbi Shimon, Malacha Shin Tzirelei is putter, so then he should be putter, even in the example when he's extinguishing it on behalf of saving the wick. Why? Because if he's trying to save the wick for a later purpose, that's a malacha that you don't want it for this purpose right now, because you don't want the light to be lighting at all right now. So that is not for its defined purpose. Therefore, it's malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa Rabbi Shimon would hold that you are pater. Rashi points out the only time you're going to be chayav for extinguishing a lamp, according to Rabbi Shimon, is when the wick was never used before, and the person that we're going to see that before is going to light it and then put it out dafka to make it better for the future use. That is a malacha she'tzricha l'gufa. So Gemara says, Amar ula l'olam k'Rabbi Yehuda Svirlei. So how are we going to answer this? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Because of Rabbi Yossi holds that Soser Manas Livnos Bimkom Avi Soser Manas Livnos Shelo Bimkom Alav Soser. So in a situation where a person does a malacha, certain malachas in the Torah, every malacha has to be done for a constructive purpose. Otherwise, it's kilkul. Kilkul is pater midaraisa, because in Mishkan they were all trying to build. They were trying to do things constructive purpose to build the Mishkan. So every malacha that like Soser, where you are dismantling something, so it has to be almanas livnos. It has to be and like mochik. When you erase, it has been almanas lichto, because otherwise a solely destructive purpose kore almanas lichto. All these things are destructive. Seemingly, they have to be made for a constructive purpose. So in a situation of Soser, when it comes to dismantling, so he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds that when you dismantle something, it's not just that you have to dismantle and put it back. You have to dismantle and put it in the same exact place. And if you don't put it in the same exact place, that's not the Isra Deraisa of Soser. So how does that compare to someone with regards to the wick over here, the lamp? So when it comes to extinguishing the lamp, according to Rabbi Yossi, all those examples, you are going to be Soser, you're going to be destroying the lamp, but you're going to be using it in a different place. So that's like Soser Almanas Livnos Makom Acher, that we're going to build in another place. That's not the Isra Deraisa that the Malacha of the Mishkan. The Malacha of the Mishkan was Soser Almanas Livnos Veoso Makom. So the Gemara asked Akasha that, though. Is that really true, though? Amar Le Rabba, Michti, Komalacho, Sealfina, Lovi Mishkan. We learn all the Malachos, all the labors from the Mishkan on Shabbos. Vahasam. So when I was living on some come over in Mishkan, what they took apart the Mishkan in order to go places. They had to go somewhere, and they would go to point B where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell them, and they would go to point B, so they would be so shamanas livnos but makom acher, and yet that's the chiyuv d'oraisa. So the Gemara answers, now Ula defends his answer. Amar lei shani asam kevin nechsev al pi Hashem yachad al shamanas livnos b'mkom adami. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them to go somewhere, that is ki'ilu that they had to go in that very same place. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is not an issue with the fact that it was like the Malachim Mishkan. Rabbi Yossi holds that it was like b'makom hahu. But if it's makom acher, you'd be patur and deraisa. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan says a whole different explanation. He says that Rabbi Yochanan omer lo'olam ki Rabbi Shimon tzvilei. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon that Malach Hashem etzrich lo'gufa is really patur. So then, Maishna Psilah. So why is the case of the wick According to Rabbi Yossi, going to be chayev kedamar Rav Nuna beitimer Rav Ada Barava hachab b'tzilas yitzarek lahava vaskina noit. This case we're discussing was what Rashi mentioned before, that we're dealing with a wick that needs to be singed before to ensure that it's going to light better afterwards. In that case, it's melacha tzricha legufa, because the reason that I'm putting it out is that it'll be better to be lighting later. That's gufa. That's mamash tzricha legufa. Tzricha, you need it for that labor. That act of extinguishing is fixing this utensil, this wick, to be used properly later on. So the Gemara now says, "Amarava daikanami v'dekasani." We could bring a raya from this in the Mishnah itself. Shuosef pecham, that he's going to be making the wick into charcoal. V'lo katanish mineshin nasis pecham, not because the wick was already made into charcoal, but you're making it to charcoal. It's constructive purpose. This is a raya from Mina. We can infer from here that Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation is correct. That really Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Shimon in the Malachas and Sud Gufa is fundamentally putter, and he had the wick over here was used for constructive purpose, and even Rabbi Shimon would be moda that you are chayav. This shir should be a zchus or foolish lema for Tinok ben Eliana besoch shar kol Yisrael, and also Rav Adan ben Golda besoch shar kol Yisrael. Shlever foolish lema karav.